So I heard through the grapevine recently, and this is a grapevine that comprises trusted individuals, that a former student was interviewing for a job as an IT professional, and my name came up in their conversations. The members of the interview team know me, or used to know me years ago, and they knew that that candidate had been my student. He'd been my student in computer courses that he took as a high school and middle school student, and I'd left that school like 12 years ago, so this student was mine. He was in my courses a long time ago. According to the story that I heard, this student still praised my courses. He told the interviewers that I had organized my courses so that students could gain experience using multiple tools, and his recollections are accurate. Or at least are accurate according to my recollections and the messages that I have received from other students who were contemporaries of his. Now, I've always believed that computer education should prepare students to be able to jump in front of a computer and figure out how to create something useful, even if they've never seen the operating system or the application before. And this student enrolled in my courses when the school had mobile carts with laptop computers, which these students used on occasion in other courses. And I taught in a lab that had 15 Macintosh laptops, 2 iMacs, and 20 Linux desktops. The Macintoshes had been purchased for a specific project, but it was abandoned, and the newly hired technology coordinator had no intention of setting them up. So in agreement with him, I said I would set them up, assume responsibility for managing them and updating them and so forth, but they would only be available to students in my computer room. The decision to install Linux had been made a few years earlier when a large number of devices needed to be updated in a year when the budget was very tight. At the time, my students were using these three different operating systems. We were also using different applications. You know, we had Google Docs at the time, but the Windows devices had Microsoft Office licenses, and we had OpenOffice on the Linux and on the Macintosh machine. So we had lots of different, we had a diverse computing environment, is what I like to say. And I designed my courses to include lots of experiences creating. And we would create similar projects with different tools. I still have some notes from that time, and I do see in my notes that, you know, my students created video using OpenShot and iMovie and Windows Movie Maker. When I hear about school IT nowadays, I hear a lot about Chromebooks. I know that's the dominant devices for students, and I understand it. You know, they're inexpensive, they're easy to manage. They do not, however, help students to become facile computer users, in my opinion. I understand that you know, not everyone wants to teach or learn using sophisticated software, but I think we're doing students and teachers a real disservice if we don't allow them that opportunity. If students have autonomy, if they know their choices where they're computing, and they feel capable of making those decisions and succeeding no matter which decision they make, they'll be more active assessors of IT, and I think now that's more important than ever.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA home loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
An education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.